All right, enough about this song from Melania Trump. I'm Scoot on the air, all right, Wednesday afternoon. Hey, I'm just joking, okay? What in the hell happened to the Saints? Were they trying? It's to the point where it's just downright sad. And I guarantee you, changes are coming. Now, maybe the Saints won't want to change because they want me to be wrong. But some of the things that I've talked about the last 2 years are coming to a head. You'll see. And we'll talk about it when it happens. But it's going to happen. Not going to say any more, but it's going to happen. And it's going to happen because it is the source of the problem. It's one of the lowest common denominators of the problem. But it's going to be taken care of. You'll see. All right. It's Halloween Eve. Tomorrow on the show, I love talking about this every year. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about the needles and the razor blades and apples and the poison and candy and all of that stuff. Do you know that all of that was based on an urban myth? The media took a couple of incidents and blew things out of proportion. Imagine the media doing something wrong. The media turned that into an urban myth. Do you know that that never happened in reality? And I remember being on the air in the mid-80s and on B97, and I remember actually promoting that, I don't know, I was also on Q93. So it was one of those years, right before, I don't know, in the early to mid-80s. I remember talking about you can go to East Jefferson Hospital and you can get your candy x-rayed. And I was promoting this on the air like, this is a real problem. You know, you need to get your kids candy x-rayed. There's nothing wrong with it. Radiation, don't worry about any of that. And you can get it x-rayed and East Jefferson Hospital is going to do it free. All of that fear was based on a myth. It never really happened. So I can't wait to talk about that. So, you know, buying into things that you hear in the media that turn into some kind of a frenzy is not new, but it's really kind of amazing to go back. I'll write a blog about this, and we'll talk about it on the show tomorrow. So we'll have a lot of fun since tomorrow is Halloween. All right, a lot of politics to get to. Joe Rogan had Donald Trump on for 3 hours. And one of the comments, I didn't hear it, but one of the comments that I heard was that the interview humanized Donald Trump. And I mentioned recently that I had seen an interview with Donald Trump on the podcast YouTube channel of comedian Theo Von, who, by the way, is from Covington. Very successful. And Theo interviewed Donald Trump. And I have never seen that side of Donald Trump. It was a great interview. He wasn't bombastic. He wasn't spewing what he usually spews. I saw a different side of him. And so apparently that's what happened with Joe Rogan as well. So there is another side to Donald Trump that he doesn't let many of us see. If Donald Trump would let that side of him out, instead of all this machismo, bravado, BS, he would be leading in the polls, and the election would probably be a landslide. I don't know why he can't let that out. Or maybe there are people close to him, like Stephen Miller, who won't let it out because they're hardcore, and they're directing him in a hardcore direction. So, I mean, Donald Trump would be far, far ahead. I think we'd be expecting a landslide for Donald Trump if he would let that side out, but he can't do it. But there is that side to Donald Trump. And I enjoyed the interview with Theo Von. And again, I saw a different side of Donald Trump, and apparently that's what happened with Joe Rogan. But here's an interesting question. And there are a lot of rumors out there. All I can do is give you the credible information I have. You can believe what you want to believe. But Joe Rogan interviewed Donald Trump, and Kamala Harris wanted to come on, and he refused to let her on. Now, there's a rumor out there, and I call it a rumor because it contradicts my credible source. But again, you believe what you want to believe. She declined. She didn't want to go on. And maybe at one point she declined. I don't know. But I know that in the end, she wanted to go on and he wouldn't have her on. Now, does Joe Rogan have a responsibility to have Kamala Harris on if he had Donald Trump on? There was a time in our nation's history, in the history of the media, when Joe Rogan would have had to have Kamala Harris on. But I think the fairness doctrine fell apart under Ronald Reagan, and that's what led to Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. That's what led to this whole idea that the media can be biased. And one day on the show, maybe I should talk about the history of the fairness doctrine. Because if you're, you know, millennial, Zoomer, maybe an Xer, you're not familiar with that. But it was a very significant change in the media in this country. And this is what gave birth to the media that we have today that is so opinionated. Like it or not, that's the reality. But the fairness doctrine was dropped. It was a doctrine that required the media give equal time to the other candidates. Well, I think that fell apart under, that was dismissed under Ronald Reagan. And since then, this is what we have. That led to Rush Limbaugh. That led to, again, biased, opinionated talk radio. Does Joe Rogan have a responsibility to have her on? No, he doesn't. If he doesn't want to have her on, he doesn't have to have her on. If Joe Rogan wants to use his show to promote Donald Trump, he has every right to do that. If you want to join us with your comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Now, Joe Rogan, I'm sure, has a lot of viewers, a lot of listeners to his podcast, because he has the number one podcast, or number one YouTube channel or whatever, in the country. And there are going to be a lot of people who are voting for Kamala Harris. They may choose to judge him based on his unwillingness to have Kamala Harris on. That would be a negative thing for him. But Joe Rogan has every right to just have Donald Trump on and not Kamala Harris. All right, we're going to go to Coleman. You want to do a couple of texts? Ian's off today. Coleman is our studio producer, and he's helping me out with some of the texts today. So let's fire away at a few.
Yeah, this one says, the closer we get to election day, the more unhinged the show and the callers become, but I'm loving it.
Well, I am too, because you know what? Let's relish and embrace the entertainment value of all of this. Because, again, I remind you, for those of you who are younger, I mean, I don't think it's going to always be this way, but it didn't used to be this way. It wasn't always this hateful. It wasn't always like this. You know, you didn't hear things about, you know, the size of somebody's penis. You didn't hear things about, you know, porn stars going to bed, wife pregnant, you're banging somebody. You didn't hear that kind of stuff. So, you know, let's embrace the excitement. You don't hear about, like, you know, Puerto Rico being called an island of garbage, you know, floating in the ocean. So, you know, don't expect it to always be this exciting.
So, Scoot, you mentioned earlier that you saw a humanized version of Donald Trump, and I think Jeff Bezos kind of alluded to that. It seems like podcasters and memers are doing a better job at presenting who politicians really are than the legacy media, you know? And I think that's why he said, you know, we have to pull back from endorsing the candidate. But it does seem like, you know, politicians are getting more, you know, introduced to the general public by podcasters and just random people who aren't in the legacy media. Do you see that trend?
Yeah, I mean, I see that, but I still leave it up to the politician to show who they want to show. And they let that, Donald Trump lets that person out in a couple of these intimate interviews. He could let that person out at a rally, but he doesn't. And Donald Trump cannot win if everybody at that rally is voting for him. If everybody at every rally that Donald Trump has votes for him, that's not enough to get him elected. So, when Donald Trump does a rally, it's the sound bites that the networks pick up on. That's what sells him to people outside of his base. If Donald Trump doesn't win over the rhinos, who are highly criticized by Trump and MAGA people, if he doesn't win over the rhinos and the independents, he's not going to win. So to win, he has to win those people over. Is he doing that? We don't know. The polls show everything is really close.
So a lot of people are pretty much sending in the same text that says the reason Rogan didn't have Kamala on because Rogan wanted Kamala to do all 3 hours, but she wanted to do only 1 hour. And that was where the discrepancy lies.
okay, maybe so. I'll have to dig a little deeper. I got this. I've got this story from a credible source, so I will. I'll look into that. I'll see. What I just have is that she ultimately refused to have her on. But I will look into that.
Okay. On a lighter note, this text says, "Kudos to the people of New Orleans for such a wonderful celebration of Eric Paulson's life." With the second line yesterday, "New Orleans, you did good."
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I was in Portland when I heard the news, and I was just stunned. I was going to talk about Eric in the next hour, but I was stunned because Eric Paulson announced that he was taking some time off to deal with his cancer, and I didn't know he had cancer. I think that was pretty much a secret, and boom, he's passed away. It was shocking. And it is a reminder that life is fleeting. And, you know, be careful who you hate. Be careful who you express hate to. Because you could be really hating somebody who ends up passing away. And there could be some guilt there. So just be careful who you hate. But Eric Paulson was loved by so many. He started off doing one of the hosts of an afternoon show called PM Magazine, and then he ended up being an anchor on Channel 4. But you know, I've made fun of Eric a lot on the show. He did have a side of him that was a little bit aggravating, I guess, at times. But you know, I've always had a lot of fun having fun with Eric Paulson. But you know, he was in the crew of Bad Hatters, and enjoyed being with him in those situations. And you know, Eric and I were not friends, but I would call him a media acquaintance, and I knew him and had talked to him many, many times. And you know, as soon as I heard that, my thoughts and prayers were with him and his family. And I hope that he was in a comfortable spot at this point. All right, we're going to get to a break. If you're on hold, stay with us. We've got some more calls and more of your text to get to. If you want to join us this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I want to remind you about the garbage comment that President Biden made. He should not have made the comment, but he did. But my God, you know, weren't you taught as a kid that words can't hurt you? The way people are reacting to this, you would think that people are dying. And then what about the mentality of these teenagers, one of them 18 years old with an 18-inch machete, going to a polling place in Florida to intimidate women who are voting early? I mean, what is that about? Don't we have the freedom to vote for who we want to vote for? I mean, I don't recognize this country as the country that it used to be. And that's not my fault. I'm tired of people trying to change this country for the worse. And it's happening. I mean, this is a great effing country. And I'm tired of hearing that we're garbage. We're the, you know, the garbage can. Trump said something about we're the garbage can of the world. No, we're not. You know, I just flew across the country. Flew to Portland and back. And you know, one stop in Salt Lake City, going there, a stop in L.A., coming back. I saw a lot of the country. I saw a lot of people. We're a great country. People with the freedom to travel and go where they want to go. Families traveling. Mothers and fathers with their kids traveling. This is a great country. And I'm tired during this campaign of hearing what a piece of trash we are. And that we're, you know, and that because of Biden and Harris, you know, we're a bad country. We're trash now. We're garbage. And so the strategy is to make it seem like we're trash and garbage as a way of making it seem like you got to vote for Trump because otherwise we're trash. I don't buy that. Vote for Trump if you want to vote for Trump. But don't buy into this idea that we are trash. I mean, you should be a better American than that than to buy into that. Sure, we got problems, and sure, there's inflation. There's a lot of other stuff going on, and not everything is perfect. But where else you want to be? If you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. We're not trash. We're a great country. But think about the degrading of America that has taken place during this campaign cycle. I reject it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.